Gracias.
Say anything to anyone, as he said. Say anything to anyone, and they are prepared to fight. What can you one do besides making sabr, especially in a village like Jalalabad Sharif? Lot of important points. A madrasa in a Darul Uloom is not just learning and teaching. It is a system. It is supposed to be the system. It is where the engine of the ummah is serviced. And it is bal, the ulama, the engine of the ummah. Ask anyone anything. Ask any layman in masala. What is a layman going to say? Listen, I am just a layman. Go and ask a maulana. Whether it is with regards to the sighting of the moon, children are born, the name that has to be given, whether it is the performing of a nikah, whether it is the performing of a janazah namaz, whether it is the affairs of the community, whether it is business transactions, is this permissible, is it not permissible, whether it is people coming with their domestic matrimonial problems, whose rights are what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the husband. From the morning till the night, we require ilam, we require masala masail. Without it, we are going to be in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who gains that experience, that expertise, is known as a maulana. And he says, a qualified maulana. The deeds of a maulana is hujjat, it's evidence for the public. If the maulana lifts both his legs up in sajda, and he makes sajda, what will the public say? It must be permissible. The Maulana is doing it. If the Maulana stands and eats, the public will say it must be permissible. The Maulana is standing and eating. If the Maulana, Allah forbid, goes to a haram wedding, they'll say, well, the Maulana was there. Everything is attributed in deen to the Maulana. And if the Maulana is confused, he's going to confuse the whole creation. I've got by me, I took it out for some other reason. But we just look at this here. Celebrating Valentine's Day is no different from celebrating Mother's Day and is therefore not un-Islamic. The former president for the Commission for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice in Makkatul Mukarramah, gives the fatwa. There's nothing wrong with Valentine's Day. Sheikh Ahmed Qasim al-Ghamdi said, February 14th was enjoyed all around the world and was not exclusively for non-Muslims. And it is a social event that Muslims could also mark. Can we see? I'll just show you how dangerous knowledge could be. He has got knowledge, some or the other. That's why they know him as a sheikh. But look at the fatwa that he has given. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Love is a natural human feeling. Look at his evidence. He says, love is a natural human feeling, Al-Ghamdi said. And Valentine's Day offered an opportunity to celebrate a positive aspect of the human being. That means go to a girl on the road, I'm a human being, I've got this element of love in me. I am now having a positive attitude. I fall on my one knee. I take the roses in my one hand and I say, here you are, my sweetheart. To him, it's permissible. Look at how clogged, how terribly the mind has been mutilated that you can give a fatwa by saying love is a positive aspect of the human being. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. What can one say? Saudis are enjoying a hassle-free Valentine's Day by purchasing flowers for loved ones. And it carries on and on. The point which I'm making is not to run the sheikh down. He's got his akhirah, we've got our akhirah. But we have to notify the people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I don't say it, in knowledge there's ignorance. In knowledge there's darkness, there's ignorance. You can be a alim, the ulama of the Yahud, or great ulama. But Allah Ta'ala likened them to donkeys that are loaded with kitabs. You're doing hidayah, you're doing this, you're doing... But you can't put your ilm into amal. You can't hold to get wait to get hold of haram. You know it's haram. You know, you understand it is haram. And you can't wait to propagate that haram. You can't wait to defend that haram. You are worse than a donkey that is a lot of kitabs. The kitabs came to your brain and mind, but you can't make amal on it. When the ummah is in this condition, we're speaking about Makkatul Mukarramah, then what can be expected from it? We deserve all that we are getting from America and Israel. We deserve it. It's like a youngster. He's naughty. He insists he wants to drive his father's car. He is not an experienced driver. He insists he wants to speed. He insists he wants to go out at night, be free, it's my life. And he insists that he is going to do wrong. Father can tell him, but he doesn't want to listen. He's got to expect the knock that he's going to get. The ummah is as low as it almost could get. There's a camel. There was a camel competition. Certain prince distributed the King Abdulaziz prize to the top winners of a major camel beauty contest. The camels are walking up and down and they see who's the most beautiful camel. 16,500 camels from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries took part. 16,500 camels. This is one of the major annual festivals in the kingdom. Thanks to the wide media coverage, the whole world now knows about this beautiful camel competition. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. The camel beauty competition was once a local desert custom. It has now been transformed into a competition which is worth millions of Saudi riyals. Is our mind going across the border in Gaza? How they're suffering? There's no food. Allah give us all tawfiq. Ilam on the day of Qiyamah is not for nothing. That Rasulullah said, first in the court of Allah Pak is going to be the alim. First in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learned about the whole system. A madrasa Darul Uloom is not jalsas. Restricted to jalsa, have a massive, whatever it may be, crowd. It could be part of it, I'm not saying no. Everyone has got their own opinion. But at the end of the day, it's the day to day, hour to hour, salah to salah, week to week, what is happening there? It must be constructive. It must be neat. It must be clean. It must be litter-free. It must be a healthy environment to learning deen. We are all going to make mistakes. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. But it has to be fertile ground to be in touch with Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and pleasing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So as he explained, a lot of things that are attached to any madrasa, any Darul Uloom. Minor occasional lapses are overlooked. Here he says, now I'm reading from here. Yes, by the token of being a human being, one may make a mistake. If it happened, it happened. Just as the word insan has got the word uns, love, in it literally, it also has the quality of nisyan, forgetfulness, in it from the aspects of attributes. So occasionally there will be forgetfulness, and occasionally there will be falling into sin. There is no question of being called to account. Minor lapses will occur. Allah Ta'ala himself states, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. For those who avoid major sins and indecent behavior, except minor offenses, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. But that doesn't mean deliberately we must go and commit minor sins. But it can happen. Allah Pak says, I'm prepared to overlook it. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. You ask for maaf and try and be careful. We can't keep everyone account for every small thing, every single issue, every single mistake. That person is going to become angry, is going to become fed up, is going to feel very restricted. It doesn't mean at the same time it must be a free-for-all, do whatever we want to. The gist of this is that you should keep on saving yourself from wrong and foul actions. Allah Ta'ala does not look at your petty infringements. Your existence is from mumkinat, possibilities. Therefore, error is also possible. But how can it be persistence in evil deeds? That is the question. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُسْفِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوهُمْ يَعْلُمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, who's going to forgive sins if not me? But at the same time, the ayat carries on. But you are not obstinate on sins. You do not continuously sin. You do not enjoy your sin. You don't propagate your sin. You don't advertise your sin. You feel hurt where there is sin. If you can't change it, you feel bad about it in our heart. Not we try and cover up. Not we try and please people. In one hadith it comes, the one who tries to please people whilst displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will hand him over to the people he tried to please. The same people he tried to make happy, wedding function, totally haram. Like one mall, Hafiz phone here, yeah? He mentioned he wants to have his nikah here, yeah? I told him buy the video here, yeah? And all, we have big problems. See somewhere else. He said, no, I made it very clear, don't video there in the masjid. Outside, go and video, do whatever you want to. So he's now saying, outside it's fine, which is wrong in itself. But when we try and please people, then Allah Ta'ala says, I leave you now to that. That same people are going to turn around and going to attack us. May Allah Pak save us. Let me narrate one story. A certain person, he didn't have a lot of money. But he wanted to make a big wedding for his daughter. So he thought to himself, what do I do now? And ultimately, he went and he borrowed money, 100 gold coins. 100 guests were invited. Best of food, everything was prepared. Comes the time of the nikah, everything went well. Eating time, under everyone's plate, he put a gold coin. So when people flip the plate over, there's a gold coin. Now he's waiting for the praises, the comments, the celebrations, congratulations, but no one is saying anything about it. They ate, he's walking around east to west, smile. Nothing is happening. How are you? How are you? How's everything? You're enjoying yourself? Everything is fine? No, the food is all right, but no one is speaking about a gold coin. So he thought to himself, but this is strange, man. Okay, let me hide away somewhere. Maybe they're not going to tell me on my face. They'll discuss it amongst themselves. So he was hiding somewhere away from people. And he had two people discussing, hey, you know what wedding, what food, mean? Very delicious. MashaAllah ta'ala. And even he gave a gold coin. This person's ears start stretching. The antenna is going up higher. This is it. This is what I wanted to know now about. The other person says, yeah, he gave a gold coin, but he's amazing, man. You know, he's got so much money. I mean, this food must have cost a lot of money. For him, it was nothing to put two coins at least. He gave one silly coin. Wala hawla wala quwwata. Person thought to himself, wala hawla, I owe 100 gold coins. I didn't even get a name. Instead of a name, I'm being insulted and disgraced by everyone. Try and please one Allah. It's easy. Let's say you make one Allah happy, you'll be happy. And you try and make everyone happy, they're not even going to get happy, and Allah is not going to get happy. So the simple way for us to put whatever we know, just keep our focus on Allah Pak. Ya Allah, you must be happy. If you are happy, we are happy. If Allah Pak is unhappy, your happiness is nothing but a calamity. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.